Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The local college, FIU, another local school. Kind of a disappointing start for Butch's gang. And I know that a lot of people have been talking about it. Talent-wise, they have talent. But certainly, Eric Henry has been living this for a while. And since the beginning of the season, since we joined him and talked about this program and what they had to do. And as we find out, some of the teams that they lost to early, like Tulane, pretty darn good program. But it's time to start turning this thing around. Off week for FIU, and Eric's kind enough to join us. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time.
Larry Bluestein, not a problem, my man. Thanks for having me on.
Well, here we are. Through four games, this team has lost, obviously, more than it's won. Surprise to you that they are at least not 2-2 or possibly 3-1 at this point?
Yeah, I have to say it as a surprise. I mean, I'm someone, you know, I've got to shoulder my own share of the blame here, you know, not blame for the performance on the field, but hey, I did say that this could be at least an 8 or 9 win team that would contend for a conference championship. Right now, it doesn't look like that's the case. I'd say the biggest surprise, most definitely, Blue, is just the offensive and defensive lines, the performance of both. You know, it's not that I expected the defensive line to be, you know, world beaters overnight, but I did expect that they would take a baby step forward, and unfortunately that hasn't been the case. And then with the offensive line, you know, I've made this point when I've come on with you before that they did have guys who played significant minutes for them last year, but I did underestimate one thing. You know, a local kid in Jordan Budwig out of Fort Lauderdale, I mean, that guy, since he essentially got to FIU, was one of the better linemen in Conference USA, and losing him has made a huge difference. So I think I underestimated both of those things, and you see why it's manifested to a 1-3 start.
I mean, Louisiana Tech, you figured, you know, I was going to be a juggernaut at the beginning of the year, and it was going to be a team that was going to be one of the conference best, which they are. I mean, they could play on both sides of the ball, and we knew that Tulane was going to be, you know, something to reckon with, and they were, and they still are. If you watched the Houston game last week, it's the games in the middle. Obviously, Western Kentucky should have been a game that this team had their chances coming down the wire. Talk about that. I mean, you know, because you figure New Hampshire obviously was going to be a team, and even they didn't drum them as bad as a lot of people thought they would. What do you think, obviously, now, I mean, you talk to Butch Davis, you're in on the press conferences, you listen to what he says. What are his major concerns, and what are his major remedies?
You know, in talking to Butch, whether it's been practice or post-game, the thing that's been frustrating with him, I mean, Tulane, you know, I've been on the beat for a little over a year. That was the most flabbergasted I've ever seen Butch. You know, he had no answers for that. But when you go to the back of the Western Kentucky week, it was just a matter of the fact that he was happy the guys were playing hard, but they weren't executing. You know, the little things that they try to get done in practice weren't carrying over to games. You know, a stat that I've given you, you know, the past two times we've come on the show has just been third downs. You're not going to beat anyone if you're hovering around 30% in third down conversions. And even to go deeper into that stat, they've had 26 third down opportunities this year where they've been in third and long. You know, that's at least 8 yards or more. You're not going to beat anybody in that regard. And then just, you know, playing smart football. You can't have timely penalties, you know, special teams, the hidden yardage. Butch Davis is a huge believer in winning those little battles. And if you don't win those things, you're going to lose no matter who you play.
From a recruiting standpoint, a lot of the, you know, I mean, the kids are still interested. The classes have, the last two classes have been really, really, really good. And I'm sure, you know, and I've talked to a lot of the kids who are committed or who are there now that are young and they're optimistic about the future. Talk about some of the positives. I mean, we dwell on the negatives. We dwell on the line that's, you know, Jordan Budwig, you're right. He's a beast. And it's not the only school, Eric, that it's happened to where you lose a key offensive lineman and things go awry. I mean, it happens. I mean, you get used to somebody dominating up front with a lot of experience. But what are some of the positives? I mean, because there have been, and I've watched, I mean, there's a lot of guys making some major strides on this team, stepping up when they need to, and not just the seniors, a lot of underclassmen.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the positives, if you're an FIU fan, is that this team is still really talented. I mean, from top to bottom, you know, it's, you know, filled with guys who are 3- and 4-star players. So that's a positive. You know, talk about on the field, getting James Morgan back, he, you know, looked back at being like his old self against Louisiana Tech, you know, throwing over 350 yards. And, you know, when you got James Morgan back, their quarterback, you look at for the next five games, they're against teams who didn't make bowl games last year. So I'm not saying that, you know, they're going to be able to right the ship and you know, maybe contend for a conference title. But when you have a quarterback like James Morgan, when you have guys in the defensive secondary like Stanley Thomas Oliver, Dorian Hall, you know, the Dames twins have been, you know, making plays throughout the season. That's been a positive. We're going to need to see what happens with Sage Lewis. Unfortunately, he left the Louisiana Tech game with a hamstring injury. We don't have an update on him yet. But those would be the major positives. And this is the fact that this is still a talented team who it's a critical stretch. Like I said, four out of the next five are against teams who didn't make bowl games last year. So if this season's going to be salvaged, it's going to be between the bye week and the next month and a half or so.
And during the bye week, I mean, what are some of the things that Coach Davis has hinted that needs to be addressed? I mean, obviously, you got to get some of these kids healed up and rested. But at the same time, from an execution standpoint, as you mentioned, I mean, the coaches will tell you privately, hey, listen, you know, we draw it up like this and we work hard at game planning and scheming and this and that. And then they don't work, you know, if they don't execute, I mean, there's very little we could do. We don't play the game. Is that what needs to be done? Get on that same page, because if you draw out a defensive scheme or maybe an offensive package and then all of a sudden things click, no one's saying a word. So is that what needs to be done during this off week? Get on a little bit more on the same page on both sides of the ball?
Sure. I think there's two major things. You know, one of the things that Coach Davis talked about is you just got to get that early down success, right? You know, on first and second down, you can't be behind the chains. So I'm definitely looking forward to see how they come out against UTEP and see how they were able to perform there, or against UMass, excuse me. The next thing, you're talking about a young defensive coaching staff. And I don't mean young in terms of age, but I mean in terms of inexperience. Bryn Renner is a talented guy, but he's in his first season. Jeff Kopp is in his first season as the co-defensive coordinator. You know, Kennard Lang, first season as the defensive line coach. So I just want to see how those guys, now they have the bye week, they have some film to assess what guys are doing on the field and say, hey, we can make this adjustment here, this adjustment there, and maybe you can have different results as far as the defensive side of the football. So those would be two things that, if you're an FIU fan, in specificity that I've heard, that you really expect to be to see him going into the bye week.
That's Eric Henry laying it out for FIU. Pause back up. I know that. I mean, I know those fans are ready to come out and support this team this week a little bit, getting healthy, getting some people back on the same page, and then we move forward. As you said, UTEP always going to be a challenge, but nevertheless a team that they could beat. Eric, thanks again. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, hopefully with better news and a direction pointed for a winning season.
Absolutely. Not a problem, Blue. Anytime.
Good stuff. Eric Henry breaking down FIU football.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.